Welcome back to the Shy Businesswoman podcast. My name is Stacey Richards, and this is roughly, I don't know, maybe my third or fourth episode. So today is going to be a bit of a downer one in my experience that I've had. I haven't had any big peaks this week as such. I've had some really big pits, unfortunately, which, you know, really shook me as a business owner. I mean, at the end of the day, always learn. You never lose, you always learn. But yeah, so what I'm going to start with, I'm going to just chat about, I had a bit of a downfall. So you know how last time on the podcast I talked about I'm going to be running and starting a Facebook ad campaign? Yeah, guess I need to do a little bit more education and figure out how to make these ads. I thought I had it and I followed it and I took my time with it, went through all the steps to make the Facebook ad, and then it still came back as rejected. So that was really frustrating because I was so keen to get it just going and running and everything, and I'd set the budget for it and all that sort of stuff, but yeah, it was rejected. So I don't fully understand what it meant by it was rejected, but yeah, there was some key words and things in there, so I do understand perhaps some of the wording might have came into play, but again, I'm still learning how this new Facebook ad setup process goes. So stay tuned, I will be back into that one. I'm going to sort of get back on track and touch base with it today and see if I can figure out exactly what has happened with it. But what I want to talk about, and it's, this podcast is going to be relatively quick today, but it's just mostly touching on something I learned this week in regards to tax. So paying your taxes and things like that. So we're coming up to, in Australia, we're coming up to our financial year, end of financial year, which is at the end of June. And my last financial year, I had to pay tax and everything, all that sort of stuff. And so I was making payments as you do, like installments as the year went by, I was making payments. And what I thought I was doing was paying my tax bill. So I thought I was paying off my tax. And I kept getting these letters from debt collectors. So I got one for X amount. And I rang them and I was like, this is odd. I just paid that. Like I'm not sure why I've got that. And they go, okay. And they logged into the tax department and whatever they do. And they go, okay, that payment just hadn't been updated with us. And I was like, okay, so it's all good. And they're like, yep, this will be fine. Once they update it, it'll be all sorted with us. We've made note that you've made contact and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, great, cool. Obviously, it was all sorted because they never got back in touch with me. And everything seemed to be okay. And then at the start of this week, I got another letter from another debt collection company for like triple the amount. And I was like, what is going on? Like, this is crazy. I have paid that already. I've made three payments. Like, I've made all my tax payments. Like, what's happening here? So I ring them up and they're like, oh, no, you've made one payment to this account and then two payments were on something else. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? What have I been paying? Who have I been paying? I'm so confused right now. And they kept talking about things like income tax payments and pay-as-you-go. And I was not aware that, and this was obviously a breakdown in communication and a lack of understanding on my part, that I wasn't aware that, I mean, obviously I understand that I had to pay my tax bill, so I had amount and I had to pay it by a due date and whatever. That was fine and I was doing that. But I also need to, what they do is they work out a payment system based on for next financial year. So you're almost like paying your tax ahead. So that's essentially what you're doing. You're paying your tax ahead. And I wasn't making those payments. So that's what the debt collection kept saying it was. So they basically took my tax amount that I was paying for last year, and then I was also paying that plus, I was just paying double what my income tax bill was. I was paying double that so that come this financial year, I had actually technically already paid my tax. And I was freaked out. So I didn't fully understand, and I eventually, after being on hold for 40 minutes to the tax department, I got put through, finally chatted to someone And they were like, okay, no, this is what the goal is. And they broke it all down for me. I got really upset. But me being me again, I was just so, one, disappointed that I wasn't on top, because this is something I never get behind on. I just don't get behind on payments. I just don't do it. That's not something I do, let alone let it get to debt collection level. Like, to me, that is just like not an option. It does not happen. And for it to get to that level, and I was just freaking out thinking, oh my gosh, I'm about to run into my next tax year and I'm going to be getting slumped with, you know, triple the bills now. Like, it was just insane. And so worked it all out. It's all been sorted now. It's fine. So I'm all good for everything. All bills are sorted. No debt collection chasing me now. Thank God. And I mean, the positive side that came out of is that I learned that, not only do you pay your income tax bill, but you pay, well, because that was like my first year having made enough money to pay tax. No, so I'm now basically paid for my next year, if that kind of makes sense. And I could possibly, depending on, I might not have to pay as much. I might only need to pay a smaller amount on top and things like that. Plus, obviously still pay for my next year. But yeah, I won't be paying as much next financial year. So lesson learned there is that there is income tax payments, and then there's pay-as-you-go payments. And pay-as-you-go is compulsory. You have to pay that, from what I understand, which I was not understanding in the beginning. I was not aware of that, and I think I will have a bigger conversation with my accountant this year to get me more well versed in what there is involved with paying your taxes. So I mean, that's the biggest pit in business wise I had this sort of fortnight, this week. Other than that, things have been pretty good. You know, just rocking on with a challenge that I've got with my boot camps. We're halfway through, which is amazing already. Can't believe it's, you know, it's been 4 weeks. We've smashed out 4 weeks of the challenge. But yeah, it's been great. So yeah, just if you're starting out in business, really educate yourself on your tax, okay? And have a conversation with your accountant. If you don't have one, maybe give the tax department a phone call in your local area. Probably pop into one. See, because you do not want to get to the point where you have debt collectors knocking on your door, because that can ruin a lot of things. I mean, I sorted it straight. Like, I got it sorted out that day. I talked to them on the phone. I was like, this is, you know, I'm like, how do I pay this? How do I get this sorted? Because being at debt collection level, like I was saying, is never an option. And you don't ever want to get to that level at any point of your life, whether it be personal or business. It's just, it's not good for your future. So it can really, really hinder plans. It can, obviously we all know that you can be denied credit if you require credit for things. And it's just really stressful. Like, me seeing these pieces of paper and me originally thinking, oh, these are incorrect. These are, they've made a mistake, them silly buggers. Like, they better fix it up. I'll give them a quick call on Monday. Not realizing that actually it was me that had stuffed it up and they were in the right and I was not. But, you know, it is what it is now. It's sorted. And, yeah, I learned. So, yeah, pit for this week was not knowing how to pay my tax properly. So, but that's pretty much all I wanted to chat about today. I don't have a lot of time to talk. Unfortunately, my neighbors are moving and they are banging extremely loud, and I'm taking a chance whilst they are out of the office and not banging to record this podcast. But again, stay tuned. I will get back on track with that Facebook campaign, and I hope you guys are enjoying the podcast and learning something from them. I would appreciate it if you could share my content and help me grow the channel. But yes, thanks again for listening to the Shy Businesswoman's podcast. My name is Stacey Richards. You have a fantastic week.